Good morning and welcome to today's walk with God. Please, let us give thanks to the Almighty God. Tell God, say, O Lord my God, I am really short of words to express my gratitude to you. Therefore I say, thank you. From the bottom of my heart, O Lord my God, I say, thank you. I'm really short of words to express my gratitude to you. Thank you, Lord my God. In Jesus Christ's name, we give thanks. Amen. Just pray to our God. Tell God, say, my Heavenly Father, please show me mercy. Fill every gap in my life with blessings that I need to be fulfilled. In the name of Jesus Christ. Please, my Heavenly Father, show me mercy. Fill every gap in my life with the blessing that I need for a fulfilled life. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 12. Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 12. I read from the Contemporary English Version, CEV. I read now. Go to Shiloh, where my sacred tent once stood. Take a look at what I did there. My people Israel sinned, and so I destroyed Shiloh. Full stop. Praise God. The pilgrimage that most people know is to arrange some tours to some historical places which are mentioned in the Holy Bible. For example, people visit the land of Israel, where there are places like Jerusalem, the city of Jerusalem, River Jordan, Mount Horeb or Mount Sinai, Bethlehem, the Temple Mount, etc. In fact, many religious tourists who visited Israel, the land of Israel, they often come back with the title JP, that is Jerusalem Pilgrim, attached or added or affixed to their names. Meanwhile, our God, the Holy God, is not a respecter of places, is not a respecter of persons, is not a respecter of practices. God is interested in those who fear Him. I mean those who fear Him enough to shun evil. Those who love God enough to hate what God hates and to love what God loves. God loves righteousness, and therefore He places a great value on those who live righteous lives by His grace. Such godly folks are those who see their entire lives on earth as a pilgrimage, and they see themselves as pilgrims. As pilgrims, they have chosen to walk with God because only God knows the right way from this earthly life to the blessed, happy, and glorious eternity. Children of God, please, let us be wise. Let us know the mind of God, our Father. Let us know that pilgrimage is more than becoming a JP, Jerusalem Pilgrim. In fact, and in truth, the whole earthly Jerusalem is riddled with bullets and bombs of war. But we are journeying to the heavenly Jerusalem. We are journeying to God's paradisal city, into which men and women who please God well on earth are admitted to live there forever. May you be a citizen, and may I be a citizen of that heavenly Jerusalem. May we be admitted there at the end of our journey on earth. May we be wise to live as pilgrims. May He be well with us. In the name of Jesus Christ, let us pray. Almighty God, we thank you. We give you praise. We know that you love righteousness. And to walk with you is to walk in righteousness. Please help us that we will not be weary, that we will not be tired, that none of us will drop out of this race, that we continue to walk with you and that our lives will be well-pleasing to you, that we live as pilgrims and that heavenly Jerusalem will be our destination. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.